Satan is your enemy, so treat him as an enemy. He summons his parties so they will be among the people of the searing blaze. In the Quran, Satan is a general name for beings who work unceasingly, day and night, to divert human beings from the way of God. Deceive them with empty promises in order to make them spend their eternal lives in hell, and who will continue to do so until the last day. The ancestor and greatest of all the Satans was Iblis, who rebelled against God when Adam was created. God created Adam and wanted the angels to prostrate themselves before him. While the angels obeyed God's command, one entity named Iblis did not prostrate himself and asserted that he was better than Adam. Because of this insolent disobedience, he was driven out of God's presence. In the Quran, God tells of Satan's rebellion against him and his expulsion from his presence. We created you and then formed you, and then we said to the angels, prostrate before Adam, and they prostrated, except for Iblis. He was not among those who prostrated. God said, what prevented you from prostrating when I commanded you to? He, Iblis, replied, I am better than him. You created me from fire, and you created him from clay. God said, descend from heaven. It is not for you to be arrogant in it. So get out. You are one of the abased. Before leaving God's presence, he asked for a space of time from God in which to lead astray human beings, whom he blamed for his expulsion. God gave him a period of time until the last day. Iblis said, grant me a reprieve until the day they are raised up. God said, you are one of the reprieved. So, Iblis's interference with humanity began. God commanded that Iblis and those who followed him would go to hell. God reveals this in the Quran. Iblis said, by your misguidance of me, I will lie in ambush for them on your straight path. Then I will come at them, from in front of them and behind them, from their right and from their left. You will not find most of them thankful. God said, get out of it, reviled and driven out. As for those of them who follow you, I will fill up hell with every one of you. So Iblis, expelled from God's presence, has begun his activities that will continue until the last day. He has insinuated himself into the lives of human beings to deceive them and lead them astray. He has secretly put apprehension in their hearts. He has deceived many, and some he has drawn completely into his own ranks. Seeing that Satan is an enemy that can so stealthily approach human beings, it is very important to be aware of him. The first necessity for this is to recognize Satan. When we look at Satan in order to recognize him, we see that he has a very strange and mysterious way of thinking. At the foundation of this way of thinking, first seen in Iblis and afterwards passed on to his followers, are arrogance and haughtiness. On the one hand, Iblis accepts the existence of God and his eternal power. On the other hand, he disobeys him. This is a contradictory position to be in. Even after Iblis calls people to deny God, he says he fears God and abandons them. God described this in the Quran. They are like Satan when he says to a human being, "Disbelieve," and then when he disbelieves, says, "I wash my hands of you. Truly I fear God, the Lord of all the worlds." Everyone who rejects what God says in the Quran and makes his own judgment about things that he has enjoined regarding the divine command as irrelevant is in the same situation. Like Iblis, these people know that God exists. But because of their pride and arrogance, they lower themselves to Satan's level. The strange thing is the position of those who follow Satan, who try with their endless jealousy and arrogance to draw people into the way that leads to damnation. Throughout history, perverse individuals who rejected God in the afterlife have always been those whom Satan has led astray. They have recognized Satan instead of God, and taken his arrogance, haughtiness, and evil as models for themselves. So, Satanism is the way chosen by those whom Satan has led astray and have now become his disciples. The state of these individuals is described in the Quran. Satan has gained mastery over them and made them forget the remembrance of God. Such people are the party of Satan. No, indeed, it is the party of Satan who are the losers. Next, we will take a look at the history of Satanism, the history of the dark road to hell.